Com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Matt in Huntsville, Alabama, says, I'm a 36-year young dad of two. I work two jobs to keep a roof over my head. I'm exhausted. Can you help? Two jobs, brother, and a young dad of two? Welcome to it. That's what I got to say. Well, it's called adrenal exhaustion, and probably more fatigue than it is exhaustion. If you're tired all the time, you probably haven't really experienced true exhaustion because it just that comes in a later stage. But really, really, really tired, I can understand that. Your adrenal glands are these little walnut-sized glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and when they get really tired, meaning when you have a lot of stress, whether it's emotional or physical or both, which that's what all of this is, running around chasing the kids, even after you've been working and working two jobs and the emotional burden of can I support the family and all that sort of thing. When you have all that going on, it puts your adrenal glands at risk for being what we call fatigued. So a couple things to think about. If you're working a lot, be careful of a couple things. One is too much caffeine, specifically coffee. Coffee, now, the caffeine in green tea and some other natural occurring caffeine is fine. You can be okay with that, but you have to be careful with the caffeine that's in coffee because it has the ability to raise cortisol. Cortisol is already what you're struggling with because that's the hormone that's produced in the adrenal glands. So the adrenal glands being the body stress glands, you got to be really careful because if you drink too much coffee, it can overstimulate, try to overcompensate the ability of the adrenals to even produce cortisol, can make you really, really tired. And then if they can't produce enough cortisol to even get things moving in the morning, which is what a normal process is. So fruit juice, any kind of sugar, be careful of that. It will really steal your energy. And alcohol can really burn out the adrenals. Got to be careful with that. So if you use anything like that to unwind, you might want to switch over to something like chamomile tea in the evening. It can also chill out the nervous system and cause you to wind down and get a restful sleep. Although, Matt, you may not have a hard time sleeping except for maybe the kids that might get up during the middle of the night. You probably, when your head hits the pillow, you're out. I know I am. So those are a couple things to think about. Now, what can build the adrenal glands up are the anti-inflammatory foods that I have in my book. That's a big one. So it's called the anti-inflammatory diet. But most foods like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, a lot of the protein-rich foods, and the healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those kind of foods are phenomenal at keeping those good acetylcholine levels in the brain and also stabilizing your adrenal glands and keeping those healthy. Good carbohydrates, too. Don't go... That's not smart. Fruits and vegetables, about 35-40% of your diet is a great way to go. Vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, and vitamin C are good. Holy basil is an herb that's very good. It's called an adaptogen. Helps your body adapt to the stress that it can be under. Ashwagandha is also another one. Cordyceps is a good one, too. So there's a host of things that can really be helpful for building those adrenal glands. The big one are more food-related because you can't, I always say it's tough to get rid of the stress. You know, people are always, oh, we'll just cut it down to one job, or, oh, don't be stressed out. That's crazy. This is America. This is the economy we're in, and people are doing everything they can to keep their head above water. So with that being said, it's about coming up with a good game plan that you know to be able to support your family but support your body at the same time so you don't come unglued and fall apart. All right? If you need anything else, you keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. We're going to Florence. Hi, Florence.
I take emulsified cod liver oil. I take it for my arthritis, and it does control it. I mean, I had it so bad I couldn't walk across the floor without a chair. But I'm completely free from it as long as I keep taking the emulsified cod liver oil.
How many tablespoons are you taking of that a day?
A tablespoon. The thing of it is, the book said that the reason it needs to be emulsified is because if it isn't, your liver grabs it, grabs the nutrients so that your body doesn't get it, you know. So what I'm wondering about is, since I'm diabetic, I need the kind of vitamin A that's in cod liver oil. And should I take the regular cod liver oil besides the emulsified?
Well, it depends on the brand and whoever makes the cod liver oil, okay? The emulsified is fine, but the regular cod liver oil is fine as long as it's processed a certain way that it doesn't have mercury in it. It's going to fare just as well. The vitamin A and the absorption, depending, again, on the quality of that cod liver oil, is what matters. So, and you might want to even explore in the winter months using even more. You maybe talk to some folks at your health food store, do some research on that, because you can handle as an adult more even in the winter months. Obviously, in the summer months, you don't need as much. A tablespoon is fine, but in the winter months, especially if you have a condition going on like arthritis or some other kind of health challenge, the cod liver oil is just phenomenal. I mean, it really is. So I wouldn't worry too much about the emulsified unless, I mean, a $9 bottle of cod liver oil is a $9 bottle. And people don't want to spend too much money. But if you get, I've seen cod liver oil, some of the best I've seen, which is fermented, can get up around $40 just for a small bottle. But you don't really need that. A good version of cod liver oil that's around $20 is going to be high quality. You know it's going to be mercury free, and it's going to serve you very well as far as your absorption rate of your liver and every other, you know, part of your digestive tract that's involved in the process of handling it and utilizing it. So I wouldn't be overly concerned. But the real cheap stuff, I would stay away from that. That you do get what you paid for, especially with supplements, specifically with the fish oils in general. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? We're going to go to Ellie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been coughing up phlegm for the past 6 to 8 months. Went and saw my primary caregiver at the local walk-in medical office. She already got the chest x-ray that I took that same day. The next day, she phoned me to say that the results of the x-ray was what it showed, that she and I had discussed emphysema, and I was shocked because we had discussed no such thing specifically, and I told her. And she said, we didn't talk about that, and I said, no. And she said, well, the x-ray
did
showed
that you're in early with, stages did, of emphysema. Did you ask her if she had that conversation with herself?
Yeah. And she continued on then. She wanted to send me for a PFT, the pulmonary function test. I was a two-pack-a-day Marlboro smoker for 20 years, but I haven't smoked for the last 28 years. I waited and waited for the following next 2 weeks before I got the results back for my PFT, which she confirmed that I had mild COPD.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but you told me the x-ray showed emphysema. She says, no, you don't have emphysema. You have mild COPD. So I said, well, thanks a lot for scaring me and putting me into a depression, you know?
Yeah. Well, but so what is your question regarding that?
What I'm wondering, I mean, I'm still wondering if...
Actually, we got to go into a break. We'll talk about COPD when we come back out. Hang tight. We'll get to that question.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
877 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Talking to Ellie going in the break. And went to the doctor and had some chronic issues with her lungs, you know, coughing up phlegm and whatnot. They did some tests, thought it was emphysema, and now they say it's mild COPD. So you got scared a little bit, had some testing done. And so where are you now, Ellie, and what's going on?
Well, the doctor prescribed me Mucinex DM and told me to continue taking that as long as I'm coughing up the phlegm. So what I'm wondering is, is this COPD going to go into emphysema at some point, or is there something more I can be doing to take care of my health?
There's a couple things. Technically it's hard to just say, oh, yes, this is definitely where it's going to go. And that's probably why your doctor didn't tell you that. But did you ask her that question, and what did she tell you? Or did you not?
Well, no, because I felt like she misdiagnosed me and told me over the phone that I had what we had discussed, emphysema, and we hadn't even discussed it.
Yeah, I understand.
And then when I went in then to talk to her, she said, you don't have emphysema, you have COPD.
Right. So you just kind of left it at that, didn't really want to get into too much more, right?
I was just in shock.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to handle it.
I get it. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. With emphysema and even COPD, they're kind of in the same family, okay, in a certain way. So being a lung condition like that, COPD can do a couple things. They call it a progressive disease. I like to call it health challenge, but they call it a progressive disease. The reason is that it slowly gets worse over time, supposedly. But not everybody has that happen at a certain pace. And so are there things you can do from the preventative side? Yes. Could it have come from smoking for 20 years? Yeah, it could have. Because it's a scarring on the inside of the lung tissue. And it becomes where, you know, technically once that scarring happens, there's no reversing that. But, you know, the good news is it's mild. So has the phlegm stopped or is it still coming up?
No, as long as I'm taking the Mucinex, it started turning watery, and it was easier to cough up, so I laid back and almost quit the Mucinex, and then it started getting hard again.
What color?
Kind of a grayish. It wasn't clear. It's grayish-green-like, but I don't run a temperature, so it's not an infection, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not an infection. No. It's related to that. Mm-hmm. But now, remember, there's an inflammation process that goes along with that. So cutting down inflammation in the body is a big key. Have you changed your diet? Are you overweight? Why don't you give me a little quick background on you?
Oh, well, when I quit smoking 28 years ago, I went to eating. And I'm 50 pounds heavier than I ever was in my life.
Okay, are you heavy now?
So I'm overweight, yes.
What is your height and weight?
I'm 5'5 and 190.
Okay, so you need to be down around 140, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is your game plan to get there?
I have no idea. I fell off the step and broke my ankle in January and had to have surgery. I was laid up like 8 weeks. And I'm wondering if laying around even caused this more of a problem.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
All right, so my question to you is this. You've been diagnosed with mild COPD. You're overweight. What is your game plan? You have no idea. You need a game plan, right?
My game plan was to get back to walking in the spring, and then when I broke my ankle,
you broke it in January.
That.
It's July now.
And now I'm hobbling around because my ankle, I'm stiff.
Okay, you're stiff because you haven't been moving around enough.
Yeah.
And you're overweight.
Yeah, and then being overweight, I just can't get motivated.
Okay, well, your motivation is that you have been diagnosed with COPD. Is that a motivation?
It's got to be.
Okay, it needs to be, right?
Yeah.
So when I ask you a question, the question I'm asking you is, do you want to get well? Your answer is?
I have to get well. I've got a son that depends on me.
Okay, so then when I ask you questions, the answer should not be reasons why you can't.
Yeah.
You should be answering me. Your brain should immediately go to a reason how and why you can do something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, if I say, are you exercising? Well, I can't. I've broke my ankle. It hurts. I wobbles. The answer should be, well, it hurts when I wobbles. That might be a thought in your mind, but the first thought needs to be, well, how can I? Well, I can get on a bike and I can ride a bike because it doesn't hurt as much. Or I can go do physical therapy for a month and do new exercises that they teach me. It can break up the scar tissue in my ankle so I have a better range of motion. See, that's where the brain needs to go. Nothing is going to change until your thinking changes. When your thinking changes, your body will change. It will follow the way you think. So that's your starting point right there. Now, changing your diet, that's not hard. Starting exercising might be a little difficult, but really at the end of the day, it's not that hard. It's about creating new habits, and you can do that. I mean, you already quit smoking, so that's a huge feat within itself. That's one of the hardest things to do. So now you've got the discipline, and now it's just understanding what to do. So here's my game plan for you, okay? I would get started. You've got to have a diet plan that you can follow. It's easy to follow, okay? Now, the anti-inflammatory diet, the one that's in my book, of course, that's the one I think is the best. So that's going to cut down inflammation in the body, which is going to be helpful with any kind of inflammatory condition. I don't care what it is. So from arthritis to any kind of itis to COPD to anything, it's going to be helpful for the foundation of the body, regardless. They're going to cure it, going to fix it. I'm not saying that. It's going to help create a good foundation. Okay? Now, that's the first piece. Next is get a personal trainer 3 days a week for a month. No questions asked. If it's too expensive, find a way to do it. Because let me tell you something. If there was a pill that cost $400 a month that would fix your COPD, you would find a way to pay for it. Okay? I mean, it just is what it is. Personal trainer is that important to you because you've got to lose about 50 pounds minimum. And so you really need help with that. So do that, and then you can exercise on your own the other way. So also, the diet and exercise is important, but your mindset is a key too. Supplements, only ones you really need to think about are the foundational four, and those are in my book. Don't think about doing too much. Get the basics down. If you need more help, you can always call me here on the show. But your mind has got to go to it first. Don't think about all the things while you can. You're breathing, and you can walk, so you can make all this happen, and that's going to be your greatest weapon to beat this. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out online. Here's a little health tip from the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. I encourage kids to visit with friends in person instead of chatting with them on the phone. Number two, you can shut down the computer and video games finally and have the kids go outside for a game of tennis, hike, or rollerblading. That's a good idea. We've all become so stuck to the phones and the video games and all that. It's time to get out and play like we used to. But enroll the kids in a community sports league or sign them up for a run or walk in a 5K. Kind of a cool thing to do. Get out, walk a little bit. And maybe even for a charity type event would be kind of cool. So number four, volunteer the kids for summer camp, a cleanup effort, community garden, or project to build homes. So the fifth one, have kids babysit and take their charges for bike rides or to the park. So, I mean, there's some things. Just get active. I mean, get the kids, get the family out and become more active and get out and just make something happen. Just get out from being indoors and stuck, because kids want to do that. They're going to gravitate to what they're comfortable doing and definitely not want to get out of their own box. So that's something you can always help do and make a difference with. 888-283-7272, quote for the day. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. That comes from James chapter 3, verse 18. Are you a peacemaker or are you not? You'll know it by your health. I can assure you with that. People that seek peace and pursue it are those that have healthier immune systems, and they also have a healthier state of mind, more pleasant, more joy, and you can also see it in their face. Less wrinkles, and less of the aging process. Those are the people that you see and you think, wow, they look really young for their age. Those are the ones that have figured out to live their life in peace, to forgive others easily. And you'd be amazed at how that much of really our overall mindset plays a big role. It does. It plays a huge role in how well we function and in the overall strength of our bodies, good or bad. Rex, we're going to you next on the line. How can I help, Rex?
I've been like it all my life. I mean, I only get like, I work 78 to 86 hours a week every week, and I still don't sleep. I go in gym. I go to gym in between. I'm not fat, so I went to sleep doctor because I wasn't concerned because I wasn't overweight.
Yeah. Are you, I mean, when you say you work that many hours, is it one job or is it two jobs?
It's two jobs. I get like an hour and a half in between, and I go to gym. Within that hour and a half, go to gym and fix your hair and head straight to my other job.
Do you have any full days off, like on the weekends?
Well, I took off today, tomorrow, and I'll be off until Sunday at 5 o'clock.
But every week, do you normally work 7 days in a row?
Yeah, every week. I've done that for about 8 years.
Is there a way to take a full day off every week?
Not every week. I have like two half days. I get off at 3 on Fridays, I'm off all night, and then Saturdays I get off at 4 and I'm off all night. And I don't go back until Sunday at 5. That's my normal week.
Are you married? Do you have kids?
I got kids. They're, my youngest one's 14.
Okay.
And I'm not married, though.
Okay. So my first thing, however you need to work this out, you're asking me for my thought and opinion, advice, so I'm going to tell you. You need to figure out a way to have a full day off one day a week. I'm just telling you that. However you can make that happen, I would do your best to make it happen. Now, sleep issues, how many hours do you have to sleep? Like, what would your pattern be? What time do you get home at night? What time do you have to be at work the next day?
Get off at 11, and I had to be at work at 6:30 the next day.
You have to work this much, right?
Yeah, because I'm kind of live by myself, you know, buy my own house. And got another car. I got two cars and stuff, you know. I'm just trying to make it.
Wait a minute. So you got two cars.
I got one older one and a little bit newer car.
Why don't you sell one of them? Take the burden off.
No. I mean, that ain't the car problem ain't no problem. I mean, one's already paid for. And, you know, I use that one because it's an older car. I drive it back and forth to work and go get my youngest daughter because she lives real far away.
Uh-huh.
I use that one for all the miles. And my good one I keep around. I try to make it last. You know what I'm saying?
I got it. Are they both paid for?
Not my new one. No, that's not paid for.
Okay. What's your payment on that a month?
$318.
Yeah. The reason I'm saying that is because, you know, for your health, if you could cut back even 2 to 3 hours a day, you're not getting enough wind down time. And you're going to have an issue sleeping as long as you keep the schedule up. It's not going to change. Because even though you get off at 11, you go back to 6, you can come home, hit the pillow and be out, but you're not getting any personal time, any wind down time, and you're not getting a full day off a week. It's very hard for the body to maintain that. Now, you can take some supplements and eat a certain way and all, but it's going to be tough. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you could scale it back just a hair and maintain everything else, then you could probably start changing some sleep patterns. That could be helpful. So I don't know if that's something that you'd be willing to do. And I'm not saying the car is putting you over the top. But it is something to think about. Just with, I don't know, with whatever your bills are and all that, I would figure out a way to scale it back. Because even if you could shave 2 hours off of each work day, take a full day off during the week, that would make a huge impact in your overall health. Okay. So do you eat well or do you eat on the run? Eat when you can.
I don't eat really well. I mean, I eat out. You know, I usually eat out because that's probably what I usually do most of the time.
Okay. You take any medicine?
No. I take a Somnex or some kind of sleeping pills.
And then it gets you to wind down.
Melatonin.
Yeah.
But it don't seem to really do much good.
How often do you work out? Do you work out every day?
No, 3 or 4 days a week.
And how long do you work out for?
I'm in there. I'm quick. I'm in there like
30 minutes.
45 minutes.
No, that's good. 30. Yeah, so your workout routine, that actually is really good. The eating habits is one thing I would really be focused on. I would probably work on starting to cook your foods one day a week, whatever your half day is, put everything in the refrigerator like a bunch of chicken breast or however you want to do that, and cook a bunch of vegetables, keep them in big Tupperware containers. That way you can just break it all down and take it with you. And that way you're not just grabbing things at a fast food place. Not from a perspective of being overweight, but from a perspective of putting the right kind of foods in so your body can function well. Because see, if you don't eat well, it's very hard for everything from your hormone system to your brain chemistry to your neurotransmitters, all the things that function to help your body do what it needs to do during the day and then wind down and go to sleep at night. All of that really comes from our food supply and our habits. Now, the mental stress that you're under is pretty big because you're working multiple jobs and really pushing hard and trying to make it. How long you've been divorced, or you just had kids and never got married?
I've been divorced for a long time, but I've been doing this for 8 years, you know, at least 73 hours a week.
How long have you been divorced?
8 years.
How long have you been divorced?
About 10, 12 years, something like that.
Okay. The reason I'm saying that is because emotionally for a guy, even though it may be a good situation, it may not be, it's that plays a role in your subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is one of the biggest things you've got to tackle for increasing sleep. So this answer is not as simple as, oh, yeah, you're going through this, take melatonin. That's not where you are, because the sleep issue is several facets. You've got brain chemistry like what I just talked about, but you also have there are subconscious level thoughts that keep you up and keep your body from winding down. Now, the other piece is the adrenal gland. Okay, these are the little stress glands in the body. The way you support those, there are several supplements that can do this. All right, vitamin B5, vitamin C is helpful. Also, holy basil, cordyceps, ashwagandha. Those are all herbal and vitamins. And those have been known in studies to be able to support adrenal gland function. And those are things, they're called adaptogens. And you can take those during the day while you're working and all that, and whatever brand you end up getting, I mean, just read the label. It'll tell you how to do all that. But and those are some of the things I would look at for now. And the reason I'm getting into the whole divorce thing, too, is, you know, if you've got kids and you've got that, you know, the desire to want to support them, make sure they have a good life, too. You don't get to be around them all the time. And, you know, or if you do, it's still tough, you know, being a single dad. So I just would look at all of that. The melatonin's fine, but it really is going to come down more to brain chemistry. That's why I get a blood test done, find out what the numbers are. Usually serotonin and GABA are the two that have to do with sleep, if you can't go to sleep or if you can't stay asleep. Those two are hand in hand. But you want to find that out first. And then there's a whole different, I mean, once you find that out, if you want to call me back, there's a whole game plan that goes around each one of those neurotransmitters to get them to balance out in the brain, and you can do it naturally. So there's some testing that probably needs to be done. I wouldn't just let it go, that's for sure. Because if you've been doing this for 8 years, struggling with it for 8 years, the cool thing is you are exercising, and it sounds like you've got a good routine. I would push really hard to get one full day off. Whatever you got to do your work schedule. And I wouldn't do anything on that day. Nothing. Unless you want to hang out with your daughter or whatever. But I would make it just a non-work, turn the cell phone off kind of day and just hang out and go from there. Okay? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. You know, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out many times to get well, stay well, and live well. So the question is, what kind of lifestyle changes are you making to go to the next level in your health? We'll be right back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And we get questions a lot about people somewhere locally that can kind of do what we talk about here on the show. Well, we have a great network of what we call the Wellness Provider Network. And you can actually hook up with healthcare practitioners that are in your area that believe all this health and lifestyle and nutrition-based care that we talk about. So you can check out getwellproviders.com, check out the website, and, of course, find one near you or someone that can help you along those lines. Not tough. And you can go to the next level in your health. It comes down to choices, and it comes down to your habits, and it comes down to learning what that really means. In Facebook, we had Herb, and he asked the question, he says, what causes acid reflux, and what can I do to help it? Well, acid reflux is caused by a couple of things, Herb. One is you always want to look at how much acid is being produced in stomach. So if hydrochloric acid is low, then you can have acid reflux. And if it's too high, you can have it as well. So there's a little test you can do, a little at-home kind of test, to figure that out. When you eat a meal that you normally would get reflux with, you can use apple cider vinegar. It's been kind of an old grandma remedy. And here's what will happen. If you have a low amount of acid and you take apple cider vinegar with a meal, it won't burn. It'll take the burn away. If you have too much acid already and take the vinegar, it'll burn even worse. So you'll know, and then that way you can go to your doctor and let them know that, and they can come up with a good strategic plan. Now, of course, if the foods you're eating are like grains or cow's milk, dairy, or some foods that are known to possibly cause an issue, you might want to back off and be a little careful with that. But for the most part, you'll be able to kind of tailor down and figure out what foods can cause it, which ones don't. My book talks a lot about those kind of foods, and our Get Well University program does as well. It'll teach you kind of how to go through that process. So at any rate, acid reflux can be very helpful with that, those products. And hydrochloric acid can be taken from a health food store. So if you lack having enough acid, then the hydrochloric acid supplements called betaine hydrochloride can be very, very helpful. Red beets are really good too, by the way. Just the regular beets that you would get at the grocery store. Organic, of course, if you can. Frozen, if that's the next best for you and you can't get the fresh ones. And they have some great components in the actual red dye that's in there can be very helpful. So good to put over salads and with your other meals can be very helpful in these kind of situations. So hope that helps. You want to look at the apple cider vinegar. Old school, but it's still new school. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Timothy, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Asa. About 2 Septembers ago, I had a microcerebral stroke, and I woke up super dizzy, and the room was spinning, and it was really incredible. And the taste in my mouth changed. It kind of went metallic. My vocabulary became, I found there were holes in my vocabulary, and my memory was kind of, it wasn't as good as it was before, and my eyes were really red for about a month. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah. When I would walk the street, when I would walk from here to go downtown to the grocer, I always felt like I was listening to the left, like 2 or 3 degrees out. And so my blood pressure was up. It's normally like 125, 130 over 75. Mm-hmm. And it was up to 91. Well, it was up to 151 over 90. And so I went to the fire department every day and had them check my blood pressure, and I returned to normal except for everything I've said. I don't get dizzy like that anymore, but it comes and it goes. And I was wondering if there were any nutrients that I might be able to take that would actually repair this problem.
Well, there's several things that can help just for the future. So it's not so much about repairing, it's about prevention. And, yeah, I mean, there are several things you can do. One is you want to do everything you can to protect the vessels within the body. You know, that's first and foremost. Do you eat pretty healthy now, or you're just now starting to?
For the most part, I've been eating healthy for the last 25 years. Mostly in the last 10 years, just raw foods, as a matter of fact. I eat some cooked foods, but they would be meats and fishes and chickens and things of that nature. But on the whole, I really save red meat and meats of that variety for holidays.
Okay, so what about, like, eggs and that sort of thing? Do you eat plenty of eggs? Whole eggs?
I eat eggs, but not plenty, no. But I do eat eggs, yes.
Okay. Whole eggs are really good for vascular protection. They can, in the egg yolk, you've got rutin, R-U-T-I-N, which is extremely protective, cardioprotective. CoQ10 is known to be very cardioprotective, too, of course. And you can use supplement forms of that that have been shown in studies to be extremely helpful. Then all the nuts and seeds, which I'm sure if you're going down that path of raw foods, you're eating plenty of those. Your fish oils, not in the gel caps, but the oil themselves, are extremely cardioprotective and vessel protective. So those are the kind of things you want to think about.
Some pretty good.
Go ahead.
Sure, continue, please.
Well, I was just saying that those all play a big role, and you definitely want to make sure that for next time, kind of thinking down the road and what can I do so this doesn't ever happen again, kind of moving forward, along with the fish oil, which is extremely important, there are a couple of things, too, that I really, really like just from the protective standpoint. Superoxide dismutase, SOD, has some great research behind it. And vitamin D, believe it or not, in high levels. Now, not high toxic, but high normal. Okay, so I think normal in our ranges goes up to about 100. And most people's vitamin D hangs around 30 or 40. And at 40, you're still in the normal range. But getting it up around close to 100, they've shown, has some extreme cardiovascular benefits to it and can help prevent against stroke. That was a recent study that has just come out. So that might be something you want to look into. And you get a simple blood test done, and they can find that. Also, they found that keeping testosterone levels above 500, regardless of your age, has a huge role in stroke prevention. So look at some of that research. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.